All right, I'm just talking money. So we have this wholesaler of paper who sells his paper rolls to retailers. So let's call him Reuven too. And one of them, that the buyer is called Shimon, he goes bankrupt, he owes a lot of debt to a lot of people, including him. Reuven's owed money by Shimon. Declared bankruptcy, everyone gets their cents on the dollar, and that's it. But a few years later, he's back in business, this Shimon. Also needs paper. So he makes a new order to Reuven. Reuven doesn't take charges this time. I'm not going to send out paper without getting paid. Bad history. Pay up front. So he pays up front for 10,000 rolls of paper. Now Reuven says, oh, this is an opportunity. I have a debt that's owed to me. I can recover my debt. So I send, instead of 10,000 rolls, I send 9,800. Won't recognize. He won't even bother counting. You don't count these things. He thinks it's 10,000. He paid for 10,000. He always thinks it's 10,000. And I've recovered some money. I can continue doing this until I get my debt. So is this mutter or not? So we want to know whether Din Machus Adina recognizes bankruptcy, then Halacha says, you've already been paid. No more debt. So what you're doing now is stealing. If it doesn't recognize bankruptcy, you still owe money. So what you're doing now may not be stealing. What's the Halacha? Machlokas. Shulchan Aruch and Shach. Shulchan Aruch says, Lo amina Din Machus Adina Tovish Yesh Bo Hanor Lamela. Okay, Din Machus Adina has to be some financial benefit to the king. Oh, Shuhula Tekona B'nei Dina. Or even if it's not financial benefit to the king, which is not in our case, not financial benefit to the king's pocket. But it can also be Din Machus Adina if it's beneficial for society. Okay, says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, bankruptcy fits into beneficial for society, to commerce, to run everything. Remember, Halacha like Ramah, Din Machus Adina. Bankruptcy law is Din Machus Adina, and therefore no money is owed. Maybe this guy is stealing, or he's stolen, and therefore he has to return, give the 200 rolls back, which he stole, and of course he shouldn't continue. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein with the remark. However, the Shach says, Dover Tumur Mod, the Fianstati. The remark is something I don't understand at all. To say Din Machus Adina works just because it's beneficial to society, you can just get rid of halacha. How can you be battled in Torah because of their law? No such thing. That's how I learned the Rashba. That Din Machus Adina can never work when it's in conflict with halacha. So therefore, says the Minchas Yitzhak, the Shach would not recognize bankruptcy law. The Shach will not recognize it. And Mevelad, according to the Shach, you don't recognize it. It's a machlokas. If it is a machlokas, what do you do in machlokas? Wherever Dimas Vin is not, Dimas Vin, so what do you do? Hamesalara, whoever's holding the money can keep it. So Klapi, the 200 sheets of paper, which he's already taken, he should be able to say, Gimli, I can keep it, because he owes me money. But Klapi, future, going ahead and stealing, will tell it, no, hold on. Don't get yourself into this mess. Yeah. That's how it should come out. Exactly. We'll see whether it does.
Well, no, you're assuming that Reuven is the paper seller, the wholesaler, right?
Yeah.
You're assuming that Reuven is the muchzak.
He's got the 200 in his hands.
Right.
And the money.
But we know Vadai that Reuven owes Shimon money. Now Shimon may owe Reuven money.
But
that would be an offset.
What do you mean? Well, hold on. You know
Vaday Reuven owes Shimon 200 rolls of paper or money, one or the other.
No, though, you say I don't.
No, only because
he's offsetting. No, I took the payments.
Only because he's offsetting something that Shimon owes him.
But I don't.
But
I
we
say,
don't know that Shimon
I
owes
say
him.
That there's no difference in it. He definitely, therefore, definitely owes me money. According to the Shach, he definitely owes me money. If he does, he owes him money. I took his money as payments.
If what?
If he definitely owes me money, I took already his money as payments. It's not the sheets which I'm holding. I'm holding his money. Sheets were always mine. I just never delivered them. It's the money I took more than, which was more than what he paid. I basically got out of him extra money, which he shouldn't really have to pay. So I'm saying, yeah, I've got the extra money in my hands in lieu of a debt. I'm holding his money. Kim Lee, that's a normal moksuk.
But that's after the suffix already came about. If I take the money after the suffix is about,
you can always say Kim Lee. It's machlokes. No, it's your tfisa. It's called tfisa.
That makes me a moksuk?
Yes. Tfisa makes you a moksuk. Now, we'll see whether that holds. That's according to Rav Moshe, he's a ganav. According to Milchus Yitzchak, no. There is a shitter that you can say Kimli. We'll see whether it holds. Let's move to our case tonight. Maaseh Shohei Kachaya. Not how, maybe it's happened recently, this, quite recently. Don't know. Summer holidays. Chofesh. People, especially Anglo-Saxons, Americans, Canadians and English, Australians and South Africans, a lot, a huge chunk of them do travel abroad in Chofesh summer holidays. So when they do, it costs them a lot of money. And they want to make some recovery on that money. So what do they try and do, a lot of them? To rent out their own apartments. They have cars, private cars. They sometimes want to rent out their cars. Yeah. Don't know how legal that is. Well, that's what they do. So Reuven is going away. And he advertises car rental, summer holidays. And Shimon comes along and pays up front for the rental. And Reuven gives him the key. He said, where's the car? The parking lot. Tells him to beg him. Let's make it up. Say it's a Toyota, whatever. And fine. Shimon goes down. And he goes into the car park. And he sees a Toyota. Presses the button. And he enters the car. Right. And now he's using it the whole chofesh. Reuven comes back from his holiday. His car's still rented out. It's a 2 days that he's not going to have cars. That was the deal. He comes back. And he's surprised. He sees his car in the car parking lot. So what's it doing here? Not yet. Another 2 days. Okay. Maybe you said it. Oh, no, I did it. 2 days later, where's the key? Did it? So, tries to contact Shimon, can't get a hold of Shimon. Maybe he comes and back, maybe parks. I don't know what he's doing here. 2 days later, Shimon turns up at the end of the rental and hands him the key. And he said, why were you using my parking lot as where you park the car when you're on holiday? He said, no, I just come back from up north. My car's been here for the last 2 days. So they go down and they discover that Shimon, in fact, didn't take Reuven's car.
How did he take Shimon's? How did he take Reuven's key and use it on somebody else's car?
He took Levi's car.
With Reuven's key?
And both of them are Toyotas. And sometimes when you have the same Degen, the click can work for both cars.
Really?
Yes. And that's what he discovered.
supposed to be like
Galevi is in hospital. Okay. And he's been in hospital for some time.
Oh my gosh.
Out in the hospital, but he's not, has no mobility. So the Shaila is now like this. David finds out the story, the family finds out the story. Now we have a din Torah between Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon says, I paid for Reuben's rental. I never used Reuben's car. Money back, please. Levi says to Shimon, you use my car? Hey.
Well, Shimon valued on Levi the money. But Shimon asked Levi back for the money because he didn't use the car. Why?
He rented the car.
He rented the car.
Even if you don't use the car, you have to pay.
Okay.
The car was there. You have the key. You decide not to use
it. So let's discuss the easy one. Shimon in respect to Levi.
We had this with an apartment before.
No. We didn't have it. We had a similar case for damages when someone stole a car because as he opens his car, he opens somebody else's car, and that's not good. So let's start the easy case. Shimon the lady. We'll get to how this is negated to din lachos adin. We'll see. Shimon the lady. Levi said, "You use my car. Pay." Shimon turns to Levi. Okay. What am I in respect to your car? Give me a name. Give me a halachic name. Give me a halachic hat. What am I? A shol shalom adas. Okay. What's the din of a shol shalom adas?
A gun.
Okay. So now. So Levi is saying to Shimon, you rented Reuben's car, you by mistake Levi's saying to Shimon, you rented that's the wrong thing. Levi says to Shimon, you rented Reuben's car, you by mistake took my car. Because you pressed the button and it opened the car, you thought it was Reuben's car, it was really Levi's car, and you used the car the whole summer holiday. So pay. Shimon says to Levi, okay, I took your car, I wasn't supposed to take it to Reuben, it was a mistake, but what's my halakhic hat? Shol shalom adas. I borrowed your hat without permission. What's the din of shalom adas? But it says, gazlan. Okay, how much does a gazlan pay for use of the stolen item? How much does a gazlan pay for use of a stolen asset? He was there for 2.5 weeks. He was using Levi's car as a gunner. How much does he pay for use of a stolen car? Okay, how much does he pay? Halachically.
The wear and
tear. Let's see, it's inside. Number two. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Sama Gimel. Hatoket Siponoso, Shel Chaber. Somebody steals a ship, a boat of a friend. But also by Malacha, and he uses it. Im also l'sra shomim kama pischa mishalim. Even if it's meant to be rented, if it's meant to be rented, what? Im ein also l'sra. If it's not to be meant to be, it's not being meant to be rented, then the halacha is you pay only its deteriorating value. When do you pay for rent? That's when it's supposed to be rented. Then you can pay for rent. It's supposed to be rented. And you come and rent it, even without permission, you have to pay for rent. But if it's not supposed to be rented, then the only thing you pay is not rent, value. A gunner only pays when he returns it. Deteriorating value because of use. How much did the car deteriorate in value of 2.5 weeks of use? Kamat, nothing. Okay, something. Well, we have to make some sort of shumma like we did with Dan tonight, before the shiur started. Okay. But not rental value.
Not the rental,
not the rental value. Definitely not. So Levi, when he says, hey, use my car, 3.5 weeks, pay. He said, okay, I'm a gardener. Not my fault. Didn't realize I was a gardener. I'm a gardener, okay. Halacha gardener. Deteriorated value, not rental value. Okay, so that's Levi out of the picture. So now, Shimon, turns to Reuven and tells him, I rented your car. I never used your car. Give back my money. Now, Shimon will be in a very good position. He's had a car for 2.5 weeks. Cost him 100 shekels. Give back the money.
Why should he give back the money?
Nah. Is there a reason for Reuven, who rented his car, to give back the money or not?
He never made a Kenyan money.
Ah. The Shiloh is on the table.
He took the key.
Did he make a Kenyan? And once you buy something, you can't get your money back, even if you use it or not. Or once you rent something that's halachically used, because either you've already entered into the contract, you can't break the contract, even if you don't use the rental. So the shaila is, did he make a kinyan where you made a binding rental contract, money given, so and it's binding? Is money good enough by rental of cars as a kinyan of a contract, closed deal, whether you use it or not? That's it.
What about Messias Mafech? That's not a kinyan?
Okay, let's discuss. What is car? Karka or metaltel? Okay. What's the halakha about matatan? What do you need to know about matatan? Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Number 3. Zavatara Mos coins. When you talk about matatan, midaraisa money works. By itself. Avochachomim tiknu shlo yikna hamatatan. Ela bahagba uba mishicha. The Chazal came in and they said, no, money does not make a kinyan. It doesn't make a contract. Only picking it up, metalton, or dragging it. Why? Why do they say it's no good money? Gezerah, because they had introduced a gezerah. Shema yitin ala kech to me'achofet. Maybe the buyer will give the money. For kodim shi'icha, and before he picks up his item which he's bought, which midaraisa is his. Yavid bonus, a fire will come, or something like that, and now it'll get burnt up, or get stolen, or whatever happened. And who will take the hit? Who will lose? If Midaraisa, he's already acquired it with money, who would lose? The Koda. Kosh Tibbet Zeker Shif. Ve'imai Vishusakach, Yitama Mocho Leyatso. And if, by giving money, we say Midaraisa belongs to the buyer, when the seller, who still has in his house that metaltelin, and he's got choice, should he save it or not save it? There's a fire over there. What would he say? I've got money for this. It's not mine anymore. There's a fire. Should I bother saving it or not? Shall I waste time, effort and energy on it? No. I'm not losing, even if it gets burnt, I already sold it. So therefore, the Fichachim Yitzchom Rishus HaMocha. So they made a special tokana that money won't acquire items, because we're worried about the buyer losing, and we still we say that the owner is still the original owner. Even once he's received the money, it's still the original owner who's the owner. So, the shaila is, if you take to acquire metaltelin, the only thing works after the tekona is mishicha, habar, money doesn't work. In our case, where Reuven, Shimon gave Reuven money for a rental of a car, which is metaltelin, would we say the same thing, that it doesn't actually consecrate the deal, consummate the deal by giving the money, because it's metaltelin, until he actually gets into the car and starts driving it? Will we say the same thing by rental of metaltelin? By buying a car, we say correct, buying a car is not good enough to give money. Chachamim say you have to drive it. Okay? But what about renting the car? If we say the same by renting the car, then it will come out If we say the same by renting the car, it'll come out that when Shimon took the key and entered the wrong car with that key and used the whole summer holidays, the wrong car, he maybe come back and he said, look, I never used your car. Give me back my money because the deal was never finalized. I never did a kinyan on it. Give it back, the money. Mashiach Matechos never works as a kinyan.
Well, they
no, Matechos words in halacha. No, Mashiach Matechos in Hayochis Kinyonim says that when I give you the key, that means I don't have to say go make a kinyan. By just giving the key, gives you right to make a kinyan. But it's not a kinyan in itself giving over the key.
What about Pesach?
Pesach, that's to do a bayu or bayu. So who's in control, not who owns. Different halachas by Chometz. Not
kinyan.
Only the
person with the key could be something
about it.
The person with the key.
Fine. I haven't done a kinyan. What do you want?
Did they sign a contract?
No contract.
There was no contract?
Why should there be a contract?
I thought you said they signed a contract.
No, there's no contract. Now, Eric wants to say that in rental, what should be the kinyan?
Money.
Why? I chachomim normally say when you buy metaltin, it's meshicha and not money. Why here the chachomim won't get involved? Why?
The chachomim might be to there for a reason. The reason is he won't care to let it go in there. He won't care.
Ah, excellent.
But he may not care anyway, because then the so-called
the only reason, let's be clear, the only reason why they took away the kinyan of money was because to protect the buyer. Because if he's acquired it, the seller won't bother looking after it if some fire comes along. But if it's a rental, even if the kinyan's valid and money's there, it makes a kinyan, still the seller will look after it because it's still going to be his in another 2.5 weeks. And therefore, there's no reason why Chachamim should take away the Kenyan money in such a case.
Well, there is, because he may say, I don't care because the soldier has to pay for me anyway. Pay for it anyway.
He's not going to let the car burn down because of 2.5 weeks rent.
Not 2.5 weeks, he has to pay for the car.
No.
If the car burns down, the soldier's responsible.
No, it's the onus. What are you talking about?
The soldier's not
responsible. Oh, I have a talk. Yeah, good lot. Okay. So, in fact, if you look at 3 base in Choshe Mishpat Kuf Sadi Ches Sichvov, it says Yeshorim the Sichiras Matatan Nikda Bekesev. When it comes to rent of Matatan, then it is acquired with money. The Lechach Lamikash, there's not Lechach Lamikash. Got nothing to worry about. Shema Yomah Nisro Hatikhalir. You're worried that he'll let it burn down. Dikimashah Nisro Guf Shalom Tarach Etzo. Since he still owns it, for sure he's going to look after it. Yeah, money. Okay. So therefore, in our case, when Shimon paid Reuben up front for the car, even if he didn't use Reuben's car, because he by mistake took Levi's car, he still can't get his money back because, so you already have bought the rental, so to speak, by giving the money. So you didn't use it. It's yours. You didn't use. So I'm not giving you money. You could have used it. Ready? Now, here comes the thinking. I'm going to ask you a question here. Not my question. It's the Pisrei Tshuva's question in the name of Koshev Svarim. Maris Hasvaris, he has a question on this psak of the Shulchan Aruch that money works. It's a simple question. What the thinking is what's the answer? Let me read the question inside. It's based on Al Muki Yosef in Bob Mitzir, number 4. Muki Yosef says, Schiras Matatim Nami Havik Mechira. When you rent, Metaltin is like buying. It's the same rules. Just as when you buy metaltin, you can't acquire it unless you do meshicha. So also when you rent metaltin, it only acquires it if you do meshicha. Even although midaraisa money should work, Amishum gezerah, but for gezerah, shema because of gezerah, they're worried about the lekeach losing because of a fire. They took away the kinyan money. Aye, Masha Ein came b'schiras. B'schiras, you're not going to have a problem. The kibun shaguf shalo, he owns it. He's going to look after it. He's going to definitely look after it. There's no reason for them to take it. Mikol Mokum says, nevertheless, even though there's no reason, Mikol Mokum, even though there's no reason, Kivan Deschiris Kemechira, since we've got a klal that's written in Gemara, rental is like buying, that's a klal that's written. Ein Lachalik, there's a low plug. But Kain Kosov, not only me, says the Muki Yosef, Kain Kosov, a Rashba. The Hiskimu Achronim and many other Achronim, meaning Rishonim, agree as well. Now, even though by logic, like Eric said, it should not exist, this Takona, by Schiris, but since we've got a klal, Schiris has to have the same thing as buying, it has the same rule, lo plug, that there's no kinin of Schiris unless you do Meshicha. So now, the question's obvious. Says the Piskei Tshuva, the whole apocrisy who's taken to dinner. It should be a sophic. So we've got a rishon which the Shulchan Aruch quotes, yeah, that by schiras is not logical and therefore money works. But we've got many rishonim who holds even by schiras, money does not make a kinyan. So it should be a machlokus.
Because of the
book, but it's a machlokus. But lo yisi shumech machlokus yisrof. So why didn't anyone ask on the Shulchan Aruch? How can you paskin? How can you paskin that you don't acquire? You do acquire with money alone. How can you say that? Finis dati, tmir kayemes. It's definitely a strong question. I put this question in front of many great rabbis. And they said, yeah, we don't understand. So why is the Shulchan Aruch not even mentioning a lot of Rishonim which say that no, even by Schiris you have to do Meshicha? Mark Locus. And therefore, I hold, and with many of the Gedolei Rabbonim, say that Enoch Hanami is a machlokus, and you can't just say that to halacha. Yeah, Yeshomim is not a good thing to say because often the Shulchan Aruch brings Yeshomim when he sees it as an individual Rishon saying it, not that someone else is arguing. When it's a Rishon by himself saying it, even if no one argues, he still says Yeshua.
So, basically,
So therefore, what if it's a machlokus? If halachically it's a machlokus, who's holding the money?
The buyer, renter. The person wants to rent the car.
He's already given the money up front, so who's holding the money?
He's given them money.
Yeah. What? You own the car? So it should be machlokas. Can he keep it or not? Now. Now, what's going to be the answer to Shulchan Aruch? And that answer will bring back to our sugi of Dinu Malchus Shulchan. But what's the answer? Shulchan Aruch just brings down Tatzalin, Schiras, money. Many Rishonim argue. Majority of Rishonim argue. If anything, if you want to pick just one shitter, choose the other shitter. No, even rental, you need to do Mishnah.
What did you say? This is a private conversation? No.
Dan wants to say dinner machos for dinner, that money works by itself. But I'm not sure it does, definitely with cars. When you buy a car, you have to put it in the change the name in the. And when you rent a car, you usually make a contract. I don't think money necessarily is dinner after dinner to prevent cars. this is a private rental, which no contract was written.
So what was the basis?
What was the basis?
A verbal agreement. Here's money, I'm going to rent your car.
Okay. That's considered a verbal agreement even though action was done?
Action of just giving the key, but that's all it was.
And that is not considered...
So it's sufficient. I tell you why. Because the Gemara says, Schiris Kamecha. All the halachas in acquiring something also apply in renting something. Now, it's not just kinyonim, how to acquire. There's many other halachas, overpricing, and other halachas involved as well. What you say, for many halachas, they have the same. We don't want to differentiate in one field of halacha. So we also keep the same halacha in that field as well, even though here it should be different. We keep it. So what's that called? Not even groma, mevatel kiso shel chaver, which is less than groma. Also can't get money. So now tonight I'm going to introduce you to a very important principle, which is general, broad, but it's something maybe you haven't come across, maybe some of you haven't come across it. Very important to understand this principle in halacha. Number five, there's a Mishnah Melech, a famous Mishnah Melech. The shah is, where do you apply this principle? That's the big shah. Mishnah Melech says like this. Min ha-Torah ha-bao yorish es ishtah. Min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah, the husband inherits his wife. There is an opinion that even before the husband divorces his wife, but he's intending already to divorce her. They're separated, they're on the way, but they haven't physically divorced, and then she flops dead. Excuse my expression. She leaves the world. There's an opinion that says she'ein habal yoshesha. In such a case, even though they, in reality, they're still married. Midaraisa, he inherits. What do you mean? They've been separated. Fight. He inherits. No. There's a tekona that he doesn't have. It's a special tekona. V'yesh machlokas for tekona. So that, but there is other opinions who say no. There's no tekona. Machlokas, wherever there was a tekona to take away his inheritance under such circumstances. So what do you paskin? So he says, Yesh machlokas b'tekona, lo osis sofit tekona umafik b'dei vadai deraisa. Whenever you have a machlokas in tekona, wherever the tekona applies or the tekona doesn't apply, there's a rule. We don't have our normal rule of hamotzi mechaber of a lavarai, which we normally have by a machlokas in money. Here we've got a different rule. We know what the deraisa holds. We don't know whether there's a tekona or not, machlokas. We say, sofik tekona can't take away the deraisa, and we go back to default situation, which is deraisa only. He learns it from a Rashba. He learns it from a Rashba, and it's a rule, famous rule. It's accepted in halacha. Shaila is where to apply it. But that's his rule. Deraisa, we know. Machlokas, wherever is the tekona, we ignore who's holding the money. We got a clear pesach. Sofik tekona doesn't exist. We go back to deraisa. Sofik, ain't sofik, that's his loss. Memela says the Shaha Mishpat, now I can answer the kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. What was the kasha on the Shulchan Aruch? Kasha was, why is the Shulchan Aruch bringing down an opinion of a minute minority of the opinion of the Rishonim, which says by serious metaltalin, money itself is good enough. Why is he bringing that down? There's a machlokas, a big machlokas out over there. Some say you have to do mashicha. The majority say you have to do mashicha, even by schiras. Why is he only bringing that? What's the answer?
So,
what's the advice of Rabbi Talson? No. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Paskin. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shokesh.
He says money doesn't make...
No, mitaraisa money makes a kinyan. Mitarabodon, they took money out of being a kinyan and they made it only mashicha. So what's the rice a kinyan? By metaltalin?
Money.
What's the rabbonon to do? Mashicha. Okay. So now the kasha is, hey, it's a machlokus by schirus metaltalin. There's a machlokus. Whether the kinyan, there's a drabonon or not drabonon. Did they make mashicha there? Did they not make mashicha? So we said, who's ever holding the money? That's what we said. What's the answer? No, Motzivchaya doesn't apply. Let us read the words of our Mishpat. Number 5. Yashib Saka Machaba, to answer Machaba, why didn't he bring the opinions that you need Mashicha? Nearly, Apibashikosev Rava Magid. According to Rava Magid, the Mishnah Melech as well. If he's there, we can use his rule. Hochanami, say also here. Given the Dover term Maskonis, since Midaraisa is money. Shechal Chazal Tikna for Mashicha. Rabbonin came along and say, Mashicha. And Cain, given the Sveika, but Pluta Rabosa, since it's a Machlokas, did they make a Zakona? Did they not make a Zakona by Schiris Matalsin? It's a Machlokas. What do you do when it's a Sophic Zakona? What do you do? You go back to the default, which is the Raisa. What's the default?
Money.
That's why the Shulchan Aruch only said one opinion. Schiris Matalsin is a money. I know there's a machlokas, says the Shulchan Aruch. I know there's different opinions. But the halacha is not sophic. The halacha is not hamotzi mechver. The halacha is go back to default, because it's a sophic tekona. A sophic tekona, go back to default, which means only money is kona.
What's a sophic? Any Yishonim know you have a sophic?
Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch said it was good enough for him to write this opinion. There's definitely an opinion out there of who holds that, and the logic is with that money should be good enough. Logic, and there's an opinion out there, money is good enough. Okay, so therefore, go to our case now. Reuven only has to, Shimon only has to pay Levi, who he didn't rent from, by mistake he took his car, he's a gunner, he only has to pay for deterioration value. Minute amount of money. For 2.5 weeks, deterioration of a car is minute. Shimon, who was supposed to take Reuven's car and paid, and by mistake he didn't, wants his money back from Reuven and said, I never took your car. What's the answer? Does he get his money back or he doesn't get his money back?
No.
Even if he manages to cancel the check which he gave him, would he have a right to do that such a thing and therefore say he's mochsuk and sofik, he can keep the money? Can he do that? No, because it's not a sofik. It's definite halacha. By schiras metaltin, money is kona. It's no machlokas because we don't relate to sofik to kona. You can't even cancel the check and try and say kimli. There's no kimli here. So therefore, the money stays with Reuven, and he can draw on the check and take the money out, and it's halachically correct to do such a thing because it's not a sofik, it's vada. So end of the day, Shimon paid only $200. Shimon paid not only for the rental, but he had to pay a bit extra for the deterioration value. He wanted the whole tin Torah to get his own money back, and he had to pay pittance, 100 shekels maybe, for the deterioration value, whatever it is, even that. The other guy, I should get all my money back. The halacha is, no, he doesn't get any of his money back, even though Reuven never used Reuven's car, doesn't get any of his money back, plus he has to pay the Tirei Shabbat Yom Tov. Now, let's get back to us. What's this relevant to Din Malchus HaDin? So let's go back now to the Minchas Yitzchot's case. What did he say last week? Minchas Yitzchot. He said there was a shayla. Reuven rented his apartment to Shimon. 2-year contract. New York. He's there 4 years already. Out of contract. He's out of contract. He's still there. Out of contract. After the contract's finished, he's still in the apartment. Reuven now wants the apartment back. He's got his family's grown. He's got a doctor saying his child needs a bigger apartment. He wants to move in there himself. He says, get out. Shimon says, no. Even though I'm out of contract, Din Malchus HaDin, New York. You can't chuck a renter.
Okay.
If you have to start many years. Even now, you still have to write in your rental contracts. It doesn't come under the 1978 law of. Okay.
Don't. And the government recognizes that?
Yeah, if you write it. Uh-huh. That they made the law that we recognize that you can write that. But if you don't write it, you're stuck. Even now. Okay. You have to be careful. Even though it's 12 or such. Now, so we said, well, machlokus, whether this in such a law is the machlokus or not, it's for tikkun of the public. But the shach says, I don't recognize it's for tikkun of the public because it's against Torah. Machlokus. Who's muhsik? Who's muhsik, did we say? We said the Reds is mostly.
Oh, by the apartment you're talking about?
Yeah.
Can you raise the price instead of charging $2,000?
Depends. If he, depends which areas. Some places you can, some places you can't.
What's the fallback position?
So now we're going to use this rule. Says the Minchas Yisrael. Before we get to that leap, we have to make another slight introduction. I look at the Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer. And it says an interesting halacha, which the Beis Shmuel quotes on, which I fall off my chair when I saw this. What does he say? Hamakadish says Isha Begezel, somebody who marries a woman with stolen money. Im Nisyashu Habalim, if the owner has given up any hope of getting the money back. And the woman knows she's getting stolen money after years. How is that Mukudesh? Then she is married. Okay. So that's not difficult. That makes sense. A ganav steals money. It's not his. Even after years, it's not his. But the halach is, after years, and shinurushus, and then you give it to somebody else, who's not the gunner, it does become theirs.
Even though she knows. Even though
she needs to know, because she doesn't want to necessarily be married with stolen money. She knows she's willing. So therefore, she says, okay, I'm willing to take this money because I can keep it. And who's giving me money that I can keep you? I'm willing to marry you, even if it's not your money, but the fact you're giving me the ability to keep money, which is itself worth than Shavah Puta, then she can get married. She's married. No chidushim in halacha. Very interesting. But no chidushim. Here's the chidush, the Beis Shmuel. Says the Beis Shmuel, what do we say is the dinner malchus dinner on stolen money? What did he say?
You have to give it back.
Do we recognize that dinner malchus dinner?
Yes.
Yes, of because even Chazal say it's appropriate to give it back.
Because otherwise you're encouraging
Yes. That's our law. So, Din HaMachuzin is definitely true to give it back. Says the Beis Shmuel. Bizman HaZem Machmas Din HaMachuzin Din HaSorachin HaLachsin. Since now they stole the money. Din HaMachuzin means you have to give it back. Therefore, is she married or not married? Is she married or not married? If midzarais, if she can't keep it, if halacha says she can't keep it, is she married?
No.
Did she get anything that she can keep?
No.
If halacha says you have to give it back?
She got pleasure from knowing.
But not his.
That's not good enough.
It's not his.
Yeah, she can't keep it. That's means, because the dimach hazem means she's not going to be married. Okay. But that's not false at all. She thinks she could keep it. Mikol Mokum. Even though she has to give it back, Mikol Mokum. Listen, here's the words. Mikol Mokum. Midaraisa kodsa chifetz. It's only to a bottom she has to give it back. Midaraisa she can keep it. Therefore, Sorakha the listener, Havi Kedusha Daraisa, therefore she needs a get. She needs a get.
She's not married, but
she needs a get. Because midaraisa, she can keep it. It's only to a bonon that she has to give it back. And therefore, she needs a get.
And kedushin is a dorabon.
Kedushin is doraisa. Kedushin is doraisa.
So he's learning that.
So now, what do we see from the Beis Shmuel about Din HaMalchus HaDinah? That Din HaMalchus HaDinah is only to a bonon. Okay. If you're telling me dinner derabonon is derabonon, so now come back to what our case is. Reuven rents an apartment to Shimon for 2 years. Midaraisa, when can Reuven chuck out Shimon? Midaraisa? After the 2 years, he can say, boop, out. Okay. Why are you trying to say you can't? What are you trying to say? That you can't do it? You're trying to use, what are you trying to use to say you say? Din HaMalchus HaDinah. It's a machlokas, whether Din HaMalchus HaDinah is applicable in such a law. Ramah says yes, because it's a takana. Shach says no. Machlokas, whether you got a rabbonon to get rid of the daraisa. What is there for the halacha then? Do you go after muhsik or don't you go after muhsik? When Daraisa says he's out, Rabbanan say we don't know mitzvah Rabbanan where you're out or you're not out. We don't know. What do you do in such a case? You go after muhsik. The muhsik's the renter. Do you go after muhsik?
No.
What do you go after in such a shayla? When Daraisa says one thing and you've got a sophic whether there's a Darabonon here, what do you do?
Go to
Daraisa. What does Daraisa say in this case?
Out.
What?
Get out!
Even though you're Muxer, get out! That's what it says, yeah? Says the Milcha Zitzak, Namu Gimel, called to the Malchus, the right to Konta Darabonon, to the Malchus, it's only to Konta Darabonon, but called Sophic, but to Konta Mukmin Martina, and therefore he's out. Even though he's Muxik, he's out.
That's a big
Chiddush using the Magid Mishnah and Mishnah Melech. Din HaMalchus is a Takona. It's a Machlokas, wherever this Takona applies, and therefore we go back to Daraisa, we ignore the Din HaMalchus. So therefore, also, when it comes to bankruptcy law, what we're going to say? Daraisa says, does he still owe his money according to Daraisa?
Yes.
Din HaMalchus HaDinah wants to say that he does not owe his money. But the machlokas, whether we recognize that over here by bankruptcy, it's machlokas. So what should we say? Therefore, says the Mechazitzok, we don't recognize bankruptcy law in halacha. Don't recognize it. So that's the end of bankruptcy. That's what we finished this week. Bankruptcy. Ramosha says, I don't see a machlokus. I pass the river Amar. Bakra Sui is valid. Dinner machlokus. Dinner because there's no machlokus. Mincha Sitzach says machlokus. And we don't even go after muchsuk because we go back to the default deraisa, which says no bankruptcy law is recognizable in halacha. Machlokus haposkim. But based on whether we relate to the shach or not. So it doesn't matter who's muchsuk. What we're going to do in the case of the rental after 2 years, according to Minister Yitzchak, you should also kick him out. Yeah? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. And here we'll finish the night.
Wait a minute. Moshe's in New York. He's the more
fine. We'll see what Moshe Feinstein says about the rental. He's also now talking about the rental. This is where we leave tonight. The fias dati, but uftozu, ein hanitzen kam mesatin machusadin. Even if you don't want to go with my mahalach, that dinner machusadin applies when things are good for the chodim. Okay, even if you don't want to go with it, and you want to say there's a shach that doesn't recognize it, even if you want to say shach doesn't recognize dinner machusadin in these cases, okay. But the elus susochu achav shkva nasa hadin ma malchus. But those who rented apartments after the law was ready being in practice, v'lo hitna beferish kashiyov azvan ye mechuv lot says, and doesn't make a beferish tonight in the contract that we are ignoring the law. He just writes it without mentioning the law and doesn't say that I'm not going to get out.
That's not what he says.
Yeah, he doesn't say beferish that I'm going to get out after the end of the school.
He does say that beferish in a standard lease. It just doesn't say we're ignoring the law. He doesn't say.
Yeah, because elestam havik elestam havik hitne shadat dimachusuna is like you wrote a contract with having the dimachusuna as part of a clause. And therefore, it's not dinner malchus of dinner, it's actually contractual halacha law, which says you can either have the condition written in the contract itself, I can stay here even after it's finished.
I have a problem with that.
Regan. Again, hey, midin Torah. Therefore, it's midiraisa, you can't chuck him out.
Okay. I have a problem.
Because it's the Torah Kosovan. So, Mela, that's where we leave this week. We sorted out bankruptcy law, machlokas of poskim, what the halacha is by bankruptcy law. When it comes to this rental, can you chuck him out after the time? With slachora, you should be able to do it and have the same type of machlokas over there. But Rav Moshe says, no, here everybody should agree that you can't chuck him out because since you didn't beferish override the law, or you didn't beferish specifically write that after the end of the time of release you have to leave, you didn't write those words, therefore we go back to standard practice in the market. Standard practice in the market is renters can stay there even after the lease is finished. You can't chuck him out. Maybe with the Raisa you won't be able to chuck him out, says Rav Moshe, even if you don't relate to the remark.
That's because
Shaila is, is that true? That we'll still see next week.
Is that because it was a custom? Everybody knows a custom. Or a law? An average person doesn't know these laws.
I'd say it's a custom because the law was there long enough that people realized that this is the situation.
Oh, so it has to be there for a while.
Yes, it had to be aware for